Yeah, the old lady, I've heard him start to call them when just soon after married, old lady, and said, well, if they're not old now, they will be. They live long enough.
A woman who's lost her husband's called a
widow.
And the man whose son you are is called your... The man whose daughter you are, excuse me, he was your
father.
Right, and had there any other names you might have called him?
Yes, Dad, Papa. Papa used to be a regular name.
And that's what you called yours?
Yes, so we all got grown and we got to call him Daddy then.
And you, when you were little, you said Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was your
mother.
And what were some of the names you might have called her as a little girl?
Mama was what we said most of the time.
And together you called them your
parents.
Your father's father is your
grandfather.
And did you have any other names that you used to call them? Did you know them?
No, I never seen a grandfather.
You never had one on either side? Well, what were some of the names that children called their grandfathers when you were little?
Well, I've heard them call them Papa and Mama.
For grandmother?
Grandmother.
Any other names?
Grandma, Papa, and Grandpa.
And any other names that you could think of they might have called them?
No, I don't think of any.
Well, have you ever heard people refer to their children as anything but our children? What might they say? These are our...
our family, or our children.
Or anything else?
Our brood, I've heard them say that in a joking way.
Anything else they might joke about? You ever heard young'uns?
Yes, young'uns. You young'uns, get out of here.
Yeah. Something on wheels that you put a baby in and roll is called a what?
Baby carriage.
When you put the baby in the carriage and go out, you say, I'm going to
walk the baby.
How would you say, when you were talking, you were comparing the ages of your children, you might say that Lewis was the
oldest.
And then you might say I better go through this. That you said he was the oldest. What is another term you might say for somebody who was the oldest, or you might say they were the anything else?
The first.
Or the if they acted older, you might say they were. You might say that Elaine was more
mature
or grown up. You have that expression. Your children are your sons and
daughters.
And your then when they were little, you said, these are my boys and
good.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Is there any other term that you might have been that might have been used when you were a girl?
I don't know. We didn't talk about those things back then.
You never said anything. If she's just about to have a baby, did you ever have an expression to say she's just time for it to come? What would you say? Anything?
I don't remember, but one woman that lived right close to us that had a baby when I was growing
up. If you didn't have a doctor deliver a baby, who might you send for? What kind of
a
woman?
A midwife.
All right. If a boy looks like his has the same appearance as his father, you might say he
favors his father.
If a mother's looked after three children until they've grown up, you say she has three children. She's what?
Reared three children.